We're in the first chapter of the book of James, and I'm going to read verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all people liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Powerful words these are. Let's look at verse 2. He said, my brothers, a term that the early church used often when speaking of their brothers in Christ. It is spoken of the Jews as well as the Gentiles. James mentions joy. Joy when you fall into temptations. Not if you fall into temptations. We're given no choice as to whether or not we shall have temptations. God trusts only himself to choose what is good for us. We cannot decide whether we have temptations or not. We can only choose what shall be our attitude towards them. Here we are given God's counsel. When all the trials and temptations crowd into your minds, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Peter says, beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice. Rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, and when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And then James goes on to tell us in chapter 5, take my brothers, the prophets, who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of the sufferings and afflictions and of patience. Paul told Timothy, all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecutions. Hebrews the 11th chapter tells us that Moses chose to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Then the writer of Hebrews adds, remember them that are in bonds, as bonds with them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. We will suffer persecutions. It is not when we inflict suffering upon ourselves, but when we fall into divers temptations, that we may regard it as placed in our way by God, and are looked upon as a source of joy rather than sorrow. Being glad because you are hurting is a difficult task, but this is God's counsel given here to us, and the writer explains it. The blood, the sweat, and the tears of the Christian life offer a purpose. They are one of the means by which we grow into the likeness of God. Christians can find joy even in trials when they see that these trials are a means of achieving Christ's likeness. In Luke, the 8th chapter, Jesus spoke of those who would receive the word with joy, and in times of temptation would fall away. This is not what the temptations and trials are for. It is not to cause us to stumble. It is to make the Christian more perfect and more Christ-like, pressing into a complete and full balanced life of holy living. But maturity cannot be expected apart from these temptations, be apart from the fulfilling of our Lord's command and his provision for reaching this high country of holiness. This word perfect is the same word that Jesus used when he instructed his followers to be perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. If we will win the victory over these temptations, we'll soon see the fruit that grows when we cultivate joy in the midst of trials, patience, prayer, and faith. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.